Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Gar, and George Norrie and I have a show. He has his own show, and I have my own show. His is beyondbelief.com, and mine is lisasinspirations.com. We both broadcast on Gaia TV. And if you just look up my website, which is lisasinspirations.com, then you'll see there's a toolbar there at the top of the website, and it says topics. And if you just type in a topic that you're interested in, you will see I've done several hundred shows on that network. And most of the topics that you're interested in, I have covered. So we will continue to create new shows as well. So when you type in that topics bar, what you're interested in, and it tells us more of what you're interested in. So check out the website, which is lisasinspirations.com. And we'll be right back. I am Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Lisa Gar, and my guest is Rick Wagner. He is the author of My Haunted Reality. And by the way, that is on Amazon if you want to check that out. My Haunted Reality, 50 Years of Ghost Stories. And you said you had a special for our listeners, right, Rick?
Yeah, they took a price reduction off of the normal price just for the listeners
Oh,
on
great.
Amazon, so.
And they can just go in as right now, and that it would be a normal reduction.
Yes.
That's
Yes, Lisa.
great. Cool. That's a lovely thing to do. So, I was asking you before the break about being as light and as bright as you possibly can be in order for these entities to not attach to you. Is that something that you can do as a visualization?
That's now remember, okay, let's say you lost your carbon exterior and your spirit and you got lost. What are
Okay.
you attracted to? It's kind of like moths to a flame. So if you see somebody that has a lot of light,
Oh.
oh, I'm comfortable over here. I'm going to attach onto them.
Hmm.
So in this case, having light attracts things.
Uh-oh.
But what it doesn't attract is any of the other lower level entities. One of the first questions I ask my clients is, are there any drugs or medication involved in the house, or are you on anything that's going to change the frequency? And it will allow things to come in that I don't see. I don't go down that far. Voodoo, when they throw the voodoo around, it's like I look at that like gum on my shoe. If you have too much light, that's going to diminish. It's not going to have any existence. Voodoo all is only there if you believe it's there. So yes, we are light beings, and that does protect us. But I love this. As the population of the world increases, we are surrounded by more ghosts and spirits all the time.
We are?
We don't have to go to a haunted house to see it.
Oh,
We don't
I
have to
know.
go to a haunted hotel. Everybody
Yes.
has them around. They're there all the time.
How do
So it's
these?
just be aware of the energies around you. I tell my clients, do an evaluation every morning when you wake up. How do you feel? Are there any physical problems? How's the mental state? How are you doing? If it's all working, it's fine. Hey, good to go.
How do these entities or ghosts affect physical things like lights and shutting doors and so forth?
Interesting. I found that if they're this is going to sound strange. If there's drugs or medication in the house, it will affect smaller appliances like blenders and toasters for some reason. If it's lights and televisions, and through my experience, it's kids. There's a kid spirit in there that they do things that kids would do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So they can actually affect, is it the vibrational things like electricity and lights and so forth, or can they actually physically shut doors? And
Yes, they can.
I think that happened
Yes,
to you once,
they
right?
did. Yeah. I was on a
Tell us that story.
when the I lived in a house for about 8 years, and Aunt Elizabeth Marie was she was 8 years old. She was an 8-year-old ghost that was in the house. We threatened to relocate her if she didn't behave herself, but she really wanted to stay. And I thought, well, it's fine. 3:30 in the morning, the television would go on downstairs, and I have to go down and turn it off. it always sounds like there's a party going on somewhere, and I'd have to tell her, don't bring your friends over here. I mean, all of my friends knew that this was going on. She'd lock people in the bathrooms,
All your
things like
friends
that.
knew.
Yeah, and then lock them outdoors, you know, things like that. We had a neighborhood cat, and when the cat died, one of the neighbors had run over the cat. And I was in the living room, and the downstairs office door slammed, and the whole house shook. When I went down, there was nothing there. And then I got back upstairs, the upstairs bedroom slammed. And this slamming went on for half an hour. And I said, you know, you're going to break something, and I'm not going to be around to fix it. The house is going to fall down, and you won't have a place to live in. I did not kill the cat. If you want to go and haunt the guy that did that, he's down the street. But having a conversation with them, most of the time they're doing that out of frustration, not being acknowledged.
I understand. What did the cat have a spirit? Do animals have spirits?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And when people replace the animal with another animal, you better believe that there's a little bit of knowledge going on there already. You know, that the spirits can come back again and come back to the same owner. I love those stories. Those are tremendous.
That happened to me. I had a long time 17-year-old cat that passed, and we got these two little new rescue kitties that wouldn't come out from underneath the bed for 3 months. And so I finally communicated to the one that passed, who used to come to me in my dreams a lot. And I said, "Hey, could you teach these new cats how to be healers?" Because the one that passed was such a healer. And it was just night and day. The cats came out from underneath the bed, the most loving, can't get them off of me now. Won't leave me alone. Cats, but it is interesting how you can really change the energy when you just do a little communication. And it seems like that's kind of the theme of what you're saying here, is just a little communication. Don't be afraid, just communicate.
Yeah, and if you open yourself up, animals are great sensors of energy. The new owners of that same house, which I didn't tell them it was haunted, I figured they would find that out. They had four cats down in the office, which was my office, and now it's the cat room. Lisa, these cats were enormous. And they were doing some work, so the furniture was covered up with sheets, and three of the cats came up and they were roaming around. And the woman that bought the house, she said, well, the other cat, his name's Merlin, he's a big black cat, and he never leaves that room. He always stays there. Around the top of the stairs, this little black head comes around. And so they're like, oh, it's Merlin. He came out, jumped up on the back of the couch, walked all the way over to me, put one paw on my chest, the other paw on my chest, and came up nose to nose.
Wow.
And they're standing there going, he doesn't do that.
I've
He's never done that. We
never
don't know
seen
what
a
he's
cat
doing.
do that.
I was like, he's just saying hello. So animals know energy. They really do. They know who they can trust and who they can't trust.
Wow, fascinating. We've got a great amount of callers here to go to. Are you okay with us going to callers?
I am.
Great. We've got Nancy in Pasadena, west of the Rockies here. Nancy, do you have a question for Rick Wagner?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Rick. I'm
Nancy.
just wondering if you can sense anything around me. I have sort of a feeling there might be something, but I was wondering if I could get some confirmation on that.
I have to say that when you feel that there is something around you're feeling that for a reason.
Okay.
So what is it that you are sensing? What's different about having that you feel something is there from before when there wasn't anything there?
Guess it's a sense of, I feel like something's trying to send me some sort of message, but I'm just not understanding it. I'm just not understanding what they're trying to tell me. Sometimes it feels like perhaps in a dream, but then I wake up and I've lost it.
I have a feeling it's a younger energy.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
Could it be, have you lost a family member?
I have.
Because usually they, it's also kind of, you feel that there's something else there and you feel like somebody's watching you. And our family members, they'll, after they pass, they'll take about 3 months to adjust. But then they'll come around. I mean, I always sense my dad around me. I always sense my mom and my grandma around me.
Okay.
Trying to see who this might be. But there's no fear of this, correct? Is
No,
it
I haven't
comforting? Is
had
it
any.
comforting feeling?
Not comforting, a little unsettling, but so far not, hasn't caused fear.
You said that you lost a family member? A young one?
No.
Okay.
No, it was
Was it
somebody
a mom
older.
or a grandma?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's a female. I would have a conversation tonight and say hello. Chances are, but when we have a family member that passes, they want to see how we're doing. They want us to know that we're here. Especially when they get too close. Like I said, if they start touching or coming in contact with our electrical centers, there'll be some pain involved. So hopefully that won't be an issue. But
Okay.
have a conversation with her tonight and let her know that
Okay.
you are aware that she's here. If there's anything that she needs to tell you, have her communicate to your guides while you're sleeping, and you'll get a message, whether it's through your dream or an intuitive response by the time you wake up in the morning. I just get goosebumps. I just get like a whole rush of goosebumps. It's a heart connection. Oh my God. Yeah, this is a really strong heart connection. This is someone who loves you deeply. And that's how I start getting
Communication.
connections when I
Okay.
realize that there is something there. I get an empathetic response. So it is someone who cares for you very, very, very much. And I wouldn't be afraid. I think the fear is coming from not knowing what it is. But now that you
Right.
do know what it is, I would enjoy having that spirit around if they're
Attachment.
there for
Okay.
love and support.
All right. Thank you.
That makes
All
sense.
right. Thanks, Nancy. Good
Okay, Nancy.
communication. Yeah.
Good luck with her.
Interesting. Let's go east of the Rockies, Charles in Elgin, Texas. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm great now that I get to talk a little bit.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Hi. Nice to
Hi.
hear from you again,
I know. Yeah.
Been a while, but the so here's the question is I want my dad or I shouldn't have said dad first
That's okay.
but the thing is I want Bill, this guy, his name is Bill. I want him, he's my dad, but the thing is I want him around. I want him to, if he wants to touch my energy centers or whatever he wants to do, I want him around. And I don't know, I'm not sure if he is around or not, or if he was here for a while and then he left. So we had some odd things happen. I mean, the washing machine. He went and he, it seemed like he went over, and actually it's very hard to turn on our washing machine. And the washing machine went on and a few times, like he was still doing the wash, and he just didn't really know where he was. And then we had some interesting things happen with the Christmas tree light, which is still up from when he was from when he was killed, because that was in January. And so the thing is, the Christmas tree lights, at one point they all went out. And then half of them went back on again, and then all of them went back on again, and then he kind of does this every once in a while. It's like very strange sometimes,
But this is
and
a
it's very thrilling.
welcome energy for you,
That's
right?
tremendous. That's a great story. Always, when that happens, you just say, "Hey, Dad, how you doing? Thank you for, letting me know you're here." My dad, I'll be in the kitchen and I'll be doing dishes or something, and a song will come into my head. My dad loved. We were raised on all the old Irish music, and like "Peg in My Heart" comes into my head, and I'm like, "What? How do I know the lyrics to that? Why is that? I never thought of that. I haven't thought of that in 50 years." Oh, it's Dad. Hi, Dad. What can I do for
To
you?
hear.
Are you okay? So those are wonderful signs from your dad. when you said you like to have the spirit around, I think our guides are with us all the time. Family, you know, they're at another level, and they're out there in their learning process. I look at it like my mom and dad are on helium balloons. I can grab that string and pull them down and say, hey, you guys doing okay? Just checking in. All right, if I need help with something, I know that they're there. Your dad comes and goes because he's got things he's got to do. He's not around all the time. But you, when he is there, he's leaving you wonderful signs. That's tremendous, and I would have a conversation with him. I talk to my spirits all the time.
But is he here? I don't even know if he's here.
He just validated that, yeah, Charles?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if he was here or not. You know, that's the question.
These are called energetic connections. So I tell my clients, even before you go to bed, you know, you can have a conversation with them, and wherever they might be, they might not be like standing right next to you, wherever they are, they will get that connection. You have an umbilical cord connection of light to your mother and to her mother and to every person with or without, every spirit with or without a body. We are all connected energetically. So that energetic connection is instantaneous. When you think of him, he will get that message.
Fantastic.
And when he is there and wants your attention, he will do things. He will play with the lights. He will play with the Christmas tree lights, or he'll turn the washing machine on. That's great.
Are some beings more skilled than others, or do they?
Yes.
They are, huh?
They have to learn.
Ah.
And
so they could be more evolved, right?
We have to raise our vibration up so high, and our guides or our family have to come down so low to ours, and maybe there's an area of connection there. You know, and it's that interpretation. So when I have my clients talk to their guides or to their spirits that are around them, it has to be in a very simple form, almost like a five-year-old, because anything else will get lost in translation, let's say. So it has to be very specific, very clear.
Wow.
It's like I tell people, don't ask for abundance. But they don't know what that is. A lot of what? You want? You have a lot of air. You got a lot of water.
Abundance.
What else do you want? You know, we gave you that. So just be very, very clear with them. And brilliant things will happen. Doors will open. It's tremendous.
Wonderful.
I have a client that had a spirit of a girlfriend of hers on her. The young girl was like 32. She died of cancer. Her girlfriends introduced her to a guy. They started dating to find out the girl that she knew was his sister. The guy broke up with her because every time he looked at her, all he saw was his sister's energy on her and felt his sister. He says, "I this isn't working.
I can't do this, yes."
So I told her, I said, if you want to save the relationship, his sister needs to go with the family. But if you want her to hang around, which I don't advise because they're still interfering with the human experience. Mm-hmm. They're not human. And it's nice to have that feeling that they're around us. It feels like you've got the spirit buddy around. So.
But isn't it better for the spirit to move on anyway and evolve?
Yes.
It is.
Yes. So I tell them, I say, all right, let's try this. I'm going to connect you with your, you know, your mother or your father or who else is over there. And you let me know how it was. How is that working out for you? And then I get this thing like, for example, 2 days later, I'm going to make a cup of coffee, and I bend over and I'm crying. I can't even see what I'm doing. There's tears rolling down my face, and I'm thinking, I'm not even sad.
Yeah.
Why am I crying? And it was this spirit of the girl letting me know that she is where she's supposed to be.
That's wonderful.
I never got that feeling again, but that's part of that residual effect, letting me know that everything's okay.
Great. Well, we're going to take another quick break, and we are going to come back with more of your calls and questions for Rick Wagner. I am Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest is Rick Wagner. His book is called My Haunted Reality, 50 Years of Ghost Stories, and he is also known as the Ghost Doctor. Rick, can we take another call here, and then we'll
sure.
just take another quick break after that. But let's go to Robert in Kingsman, Arizona. Kingman, sorry about that. Hi, Robert. How you doing?
Thank you for taking my call, Lisa and Rick. Hello.
Hello, Robert.
This may not be precisely in your venue, but I wondered, I had my mom died in January 2015, and after everybody had left and everything, I was there alone. And we had a female cat that was mom's favorite, and we'd had it for a very long time. And the cat tolerated me, basically, and I love cats. But anyways, I was sitting on the couch, and the cat came over, and I felt sorry for the cat, and I'm going blind, and I'm kind of grieving horribly for my mother. And the cat jumps up on the couch and lays down and goes to sleep. Well, everything's kind of calm and quiet. The cat starts talking to me, not in precise human language, but very close. I love you. We miss you. And it was in a female voice for a little bit and then sort of in a male voice. But it was just barely distinguishable. I mean, it was on the edge of not being able to quite understand. Now, I know animals can make odd noises, but have you ever heard of that before?
I just got goosebumps when you told me that story.
Mm.
That was tremendous. That was really, really tremendous. In mannerisms, in actions, I've never heard them enunciate. So I think that's a tremendous ability that your mom has. It was probably a tremendous connection to the cat that allowed the cat to do that. And Lisa, you know cats really, really well.
I've had the same thing happen. It's
get out
interesting.
Of here.
The cat, I was just talking with Gina, my producer as well. She said, yeah, the cat can actually take on the English language. My cat said wild animal because she was trying to tell me that there was a raccoon outside and it was like a guttural wild animal. It was like...
I love that.
So something cool about that the cat's tongue and larynx and so on cannot form human words precisely.
Right.
And that's why it did frighten me at first until I realized who it was coming through. And I've never had an experience like that before or after. And needless to say, I love that cat dearly. She passed away last year. But she was my best buddy from then on.
It could also be what we want to hear, too. But it's all the same thing in my mind. It's okay, right? Yeah. It's all okay.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought perhaps I'm losing it. But
I know.
I'm going to accept this because I want it to be that way.
Wishful thinking, absolutely.
Thank you very much, everyone.
And what you can do is if I don't know if you have an affinity for cats, but you could get another cat.
Hmm.
And
or welcome one into your life. There's plenty of stray cats out there that you could just...
Yeah, but if the spirit is still around, it could be in the next cat, and it might be a connection for your mother, too. So.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for your phone call. All right, we're going to take another quick break. Rick, we will be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Lisa Garr. My guest is Ghost Doctor Rick Wagner. Rick, we're going to go back to phone calls here. We've got Deborah from Illinois who's got a question for you. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Rick, I've got a grandson that in the last 3 years has just went off the deep end, and they've just recently put him on some medication. I've got a son that was with the military and the CIA for 20-some years. And within the last year, he's been on medication seeing a psychiatrist. And I was just wondering if what you're speaking of tonight, is that what's going on with them? Because I've kind of felt that it is, but I don't know. And I was wondering, could you give me some advice on that or sound off on it?
Yeah, I just had a call from a friend of mine upstate New York who someone's in the same position. Something transitioned, and all of a sudden they weren't acting like themselves anymore. So I don't know if your grandson had suddenly taken on a different kind of personality.
How old is he?
Well, he's in second grade now. A couple of years ago when this started, we were riding to the park one day, and he says to me, he said, I miss my mom and dad. And I said, well, honey, they'll be home in about an hour. He said, no, I miss my real mom and dad. And he started speaking about another set of parents, and that they had been killed by the bad man, and he was in prison now. And I didn't know quite what to say to that. I believe in it. And he also had an uncle, his mother's brother, had taken his life a few years back. And I was wondering if maybe he had an attachment.
Yes.
Because this just came out. And then this weird behavior started. Yes. And like I said, they just put him on medication. And I'm very worried about him and my son. And what do you think?
I would say it's definitely an attachment. I'm sorry about the medication.
I know.
That's it's disturbing for me. At some point, if we could have a conversation with him, I would like to do that.
Oh, my son too? What do you think of him?
Yeah, but the one in the CIA?
Yes. Well, he just got out. He quit. He just up and quit.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not doing this anymore. And now he's on medication. He's seeing a psychiatrist. And I'm really fearful that he's suicidal. That just freaks me out. Because he's always been a stable person.
And yeah. He's got a son, yeah. That's a good one to communicate directly with Rick. I mean, it seems like okay. You have helped people in the same situation. It's one of your passions, huh, Rick?
That's what I get. But what I'd like to do is if I can get the, like, get your son on the phone and I can get that energetic connection with him. I can feel what's around him.
And my grandson, too, or?
I would like to do both. I mean, I can't believe he's on the second grader's on medication.
Oh, and I'm sick about both of those. I'm not happy about that at all. And they know I'm into this stuff. So I'm going to try and get them to call you or talk to you then. Is that how I go about doing that?
Well, my website is on the Coast to Coast, and my information is there, so you can reach me there. And
Coast to Coast Information Desk?
CoastToCoastAM.com. You can connect to Rick's email from there.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Definitely. I'm getting that is the problem. And the solution is so easy. And just, you know, in 1 hour to have a conversation and have whatever it is move on and watch the transition, watch the transformation. It's miraculous. It really does. So thank you for calling. And I'm looking forward to continuing this.
That is an awe. That's amazing. Now, Rick, have you ever been able to help a family member who doesn't necessarily know that they're getting help?
Ooh,
so if she were to,
yeah. No, it's, okay, my whole head is itching. When my head itches, it tingles, that means, you know, my guides are about to say something. Sometimes I step in. I can do an intervention if the spirit is being stubborn and doesn't want to go, and I would get their guides. I use my guides. I use whatever family members they have over there. We do an intervention. But sometimes, out of curiosity, Lisa, I have gone into a situation without permission, and that was a huge lesson. Mm. It's quote-unquote like Ghostbusters. I get slimed because I'm not supposed to be there, and I didn't have permission to enter that situation. We all have our life lessons, and sometimes in a situation, that's their lesson. So I always have to find out first, can I come in here and help this individual, or are they going through something that they need to finish and learn from? So you don't want to step on any, as I call, spiritual toes.
Yeah, it's a touchy situation.
Yeah,
with not knowing.
But in these, as soon as she mentioned those two kids, my heart was torn out, and I was like, oh my God, I can feel exactly what that would be, and the fact that it was. You know, why would a second grader be suicidal? That doesn't make
right.
sense at all. That
all of a sudden.
At all. That devastates me. I really want to do my best to help them.
Yeah, that's great. So, especially when she explained that this behavior changed suddenly, and that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go back to our phone calls. We've got East of the Rockies, Lauren from Oklahoma. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Rick Wagner?
Yeah, I've had several people that I've been close to in relation, like my brother and my dad and ex-husband that died. And I've been noticing, I've been having a lot of anger issues. I feel like they've attached to me, and I'll tell them to leave me alone. And I just don't know what else to do. You know, you were talking about neck pain and back pain. Well, I've been having a lot of that, and I don't know what else to do.
When did all this start?
What's that?
When did all of this start?
About 3 or 4 years ago. I get along with everybody. I'm very funny all the time. I'm everybody's comedian, you know, and I'm the ear. You know, when people want to talk, they vent to me. And then ever since my dad was very violent, my ex-husband was very violent, my brother was very violent and mean. And, you know, I feel like I've got all this anger built up for no reason.
And they've all passed?
They're still alive, aren't they?
No, they're dead.
So your dad is dead and your brother is dead? And now right. You're getting their anger?
I'm feeling anger for mm-hmm. some reason. I can't shake it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to smack people. I don't, but I just feel like I want to explode.
So how long ago did they pass?
My dad passed away.
Mm.
No.
So what could Rick? Could she ask the ghosts essentially of those three people to what could she ask those ghosts to do?
Well, if there's a like a grandma that has passed or somebody from the other side that can do an intervention, they really should not. They should not be interfering with you at this point. You know, they're manifesting how they lived, but they're manifesting onto her.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have your protection, whether you have like a hematite. I'm very strong a believer of hematite. I've got a selenite wand. I use selenite as a grounder and a protection. I would have my protections there. But there needs to be an intervention. I would say somebody like, I'm seeing a grandmother over there mm-hmm. who's passed who can come down and say, y'all have to stop this. You know, this is, and whenever you feel them around you, you can just say, step back. Have them take a step back. It is family. You know, they can go with the rest of the family, but there's still always going to be a connection to our family. Like I said, we came into the world together and we leave together. So they need to have a barrier. You need a protection from them and you need to have them stop.
Now, you mentioned selenite and hematite?
Hematite.
Hematite. These are crystals, right? The black one?
The hematite's a stone, and it's very heavy. It's almost like a metallic stone. I use that for grounding. That's when we get too much into our heads and worry and fear and all that. But hematite keeps my feet on the ground.
And is that the black color?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. A selenite wand is almost like ice. It's a mm-hmm. derivative. It's a crystallized water form, and I give those to all my clients as a healing device for protection and for grounding also. So Lauren, if you can get a selenite wand just to have with you to separate you from them. I understand their family and there's probably some love there, but what they're giving you isn't love.
It is.
They're giving you the bad part of the relationship.
Right.
That's also how they're manifesting. That's like if they did anything else, you wouldn't know who they were. So that's how they're telling you they're around you.
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, I know it's you. Step back. I don't need to have that energy. And we assimilate energies. We're energetic beings, and then we assimilate the energies around us. So them just being there, visualize them taking a step back, being away from you, and then see how you feel.
So this could also be a way for these energies to maybe express themselves.
Yes.
Can you say that just to get neutral to the energy and not to buy into the anger? Is there a technique that you use to do that?
I talk to my spirits the same way I talk to everybody else. You know, it's if you lost your car with an exterior, you're not all of a sudden an evil entity. You're not going to use a different terminology. So I would talk to you the same way as I talk to all the spirits around me.
Hmm.
So for the brother and the dad, I'd say, you know, I love you guys. Also, yeah, Lauren, this is important. Do this with love. You know, they are family. I love you guys. You're interfering with me and my human experience right now. You need to step back.
Okay.
And if they don't, then they have to be relocated back with the rest of the family.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your call, Lauren. I appreciate it. And follow that advice. Just ask them to go back to the matriarch of the family, the original matriarch of the family who has also passed over. Is that usually what you do, Rick, is that you connect these beings up with the nearest?
Well, I have three spirit guides that I use.
Mm.
I have one that I call Luke. That's how he manifests to me. He's my go-to guide, and their energetic connections. So what I would do is I would have Luke go get Lauren's grandmother, and I would have the grandmother brought to them, where the brother and the dad would then all leave with family in a unit and go to where the rest of the family is. So it is all these very instantaneous energetic connections.
Fascinating. So your book, by the way, My Haunted Reality, you said that it's going to be available in, it's available on Amazon and bookstores, but also in the Hudson bookstores, in the airports, right?
Yes, that's something that I saw before I even wrote the book. It was something my guide was saying, wouldn't it be great to be in the airports, and you run through an airport and you see, oh, My Haunted Reality. That would be something I would want to read on a plane.
On a plane. It's a quick read. It's a good read.
Mm-hmm. I was flying to London. I went to Book Soup at Tom Bradley Terminal, and I went in and I talked to the manager, and I said, I'm in Book Soup in West Hollywood. How do I get into your shop? She was, we're actually Hudson Books. And I went, oh, how do I get in Hudson? I told her about the book. I told her what I do. And she said, I want that book in my store.
Yeah.
I said, okay. So I've been doing what I can do to get there. It was through a separate distributor. I finally signed the contracts 2 days ago. And
congratulations.
They're going to be starting in LAX, and we're work our way through the rest of the Hudson bookshops, which would be tremendous.
That is a fun way to read a book on a plane, is to grab this. And it's interesting because there's a bit of lightness and humor in your book as well, of, you know, just really
that's important. Again, I'm trying to take the fear out of all this. And my family's always had a sense of humor. Even the ones that have passed still come back and they still have a sense of humor. And I think that has to be an important way of life, and an important way of looking at this, that we're not looking at it out of sheer terror.
Yes, but I don't know, but is that energy of terror something that these entities would also come in on?
That's just the movie theater and horror stories and Stephen King kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
I went and saw The Conjuring, and I sat there, and I'm like, oh God, they would never do that.
Oh, really?
No, they would. They wouldn't do that. You know, why didn't they ask me to be a consultant on the film? I would have told them, spirits don't do that. Stop it.
You're giving us a bad rap.
Sorry.
Have you ever had a paranormal investigator come in have you worked with them, or have you ever worked with police departments or anything like that?
The story of the guy that worked in the senior center,
mm-hmm.
He's a paranormal investigator.
Oh.
So what he was telling me, he said, there's so much activity in this building. You have to come and I will give you a tour.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, that's really cool, as long as they don't follow me home. Because when they follow me home, it causes distress.
Then you get mad. Well, I think that we all need selenite wands. And I thank you so much for talking to us tonight. The book is called My Haunted Reality, 50 Years of Ghost Stories. My guest has been Rick Wagner. Thank you so much, Rick.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
A lot of fun. Thank you so much for sending this book to me. And thank you all so much for listening. I so appreciate it. And thank you to Lisa Lyon for executive producing the show, Gina Salvati, who's producer of The Aware Show as well. And Michael here with me in studio engineering. Thank you to George Norrie and Tom Danheiser as well. And thank you all so much for listening. Your energy makes this show happen. Until next time, I'm Lisa Garr. I invite you to stay aware.